only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.
I have a bit of a dilemma at the moment, and I say it's a dilemma because once I get an idea in my head and once I want something, I can't stop myself wanting it. And sometimes that's a good trait to have. It makes you, you know, determined, tenacious. You go after your goals and you chase your dreams. And then sometimes you, like, wake up one morning and you think you want a dog and then you buy one, and then a few days later you realise you're not a dog person. And I'm worried that's about to happen to me because, wait for it, after years of telling you, Fev, Byron, I'm scared of dogs. I'm actually got a genuine phobia of dogs. I think I want to get one.
Good.
Okay,
this won't end well.
A couple of things. Here's the thing. Trixie loves dogs. She loves puppies. She'll look up at a wishing star and she'll go, I wish for a puppy. And then she'll wake up in the morning and she'll go, the puppy wasn't here, Mummy. And I admit it's only been 48 hours of research, but can I just even take you through my Google
history? What sort of dog are you going to get first?
Okay. Asked on Instagram, because I saw a Chow Chow and I really thought it was cute. And so I just asked on Insta the other day and I got so much feedback.
What's
from
a Chow
people.
Chow?
Oh, it's this really cute
dog. I had a Chihuahua.
Dog. It's a big, scruffy, cute dog. But I did get some feedback that maybe it wasn't necessarily kid-friendly.
They can be quite aggressive.
So I've done lots of feedback. And a lot of the comments on my Insta post, about 50%, I'd argue, were all suggesting a Cavoodle.
Okay.
So I'm now looking at Cavoodles. But before I get to that, I did have to, and I'm just going to Google.
I love that you're going to get a dog, Boxy.
Well, maybe.
Because dogs are great, and especially for kids, because they're very loyal. Dogs are very loyal, but
we have to be the right person to own them.
Well,
though.
The only thing is, and I think to give, and I'm 13, 10, 60. This is a genuine question. This isn't just radio right now. I actually want some help and some advice. I'm not a dog. I've had a phobia of dogs since I was a kid because we had a dog that was a Pekingese Maltese and it used to bite me. So I'm going to blame my parents for choosing that dog. But so I got a genuine phobia. I cross the road when I see dogs. I can't touch them. My friends have to put theirs out the back when I go to visit. Lots of issues here.
Very interesting.
My Google history. I've Googled this in the last 24 hours, Fev. What if I'm not a dog person? Can you become a dog person? Because Trixie, I feel like I don't want her to live the life I've lived. And I think it's a rite of passage for kids to have dogs.
It's like when people don't want to have babies, you know. But then when they go to their sisters or their relatives and they love to play with the baby, but then they give it back when it cries. Oh, you can have your kid back. That's like a dog. A dog is a full-time job.
I know, and I know that. This is not just a dog for Christmas.
I'm just going through. So when you get home and it's freezing cold, it's foggy out there.
Yeah.
Your doggy needs to go for a walk.
That'll get me up and around.
Yeah, but it's cold, it's raining. You can't go, I'm not going to take the dog for a walk because it needs to get out.
I've got a backyard. Go for a run?
No, they've got to roam free.
You've got to get it out and it poos.
I think Cavoodles don't.
The call's already coming through. Should Fief go through with this? From what you've heard so far, if you're driving to work and thinking, yes, there's something wrong with you.
She's already pushed back on the wall.
I know. And I just want to make this really clear, and because I know we have lots of laughs on this show, but I'm genuinely about this. I'm not just doing this because it's a phase, and I really would like to commit to the 13, 14 years of this dog's life.
Okay.
Dogs are great.
All right.
Dogs are heaps of fun.
We'll see where we go.
Will I be scared of my own dog? It's an interesting question.
Will the dog be scared of you?
13,
That's more the question.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi Box is interested in getting a dog.
How much is that dog in the window?
And I want to be clear about this. And we've had a few people call in and I know what they're saying. I'm not just wanting a puppy and it's a phase and it's like I want a dog for Christmas. I genuinely want a dog for our family,
okay.
A long-term addition to our family that becomes like one of us.
Fev, just quickly, I found a little blog here. There's a lot of information on dogs available online. Here's one, telltale signs you shouldn't get a dog. Fief, can you just honestly answer a few of these? Here's one of the points that this particular website's concerned about. Number one, you're not home enough to care for one.
I'm home a bit. I'm home enough. Other people have dogs and they work.
Here's one, you're not financially ready.
Well, she's ticked that box.
She's very ready. She could have an entire meal of dogs.
She could buy a pound.
So that one's okay. This one I worry about because I know I've been in your house plenty of times. You're neurotic about your immaculate house full of white furniture.
Well, yeah, I do have white leather lounge and a white sofa. That's a problem. Well,
that's gone. That's over. If you get a dog, that's done.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
No, because there's little rules. I've got a puppy school. We get some rules
there's a little
in place.
Rules.
Now, the couple of concerns I have raised. I've been scared of dogs my whole life, and I'm not a natural dog person. But I'm wondering if I can be, and I mean that really genuinely. I would love my daughter and our family to have a dog. Can I make that happen?
And you showed me a picture that you showed Trix, and Trix loves this dog, and it's a beautiful little doggy with a pink, with a pink bow tie on, like a ribbon. So you guys know it's not all beautiful ribbons and cuddles.
Yes.
There's a bit more to
I know there's the training and the puppy phase and I've got a girlfriend who's got a brand new dog. It's 14 week old, and she said to me yesterday she hasn't slept for 14 weeks.
Oh.
I get it's a baby, and I get you got to train it. Tiffany.
Anyway, we'll move on.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good,
Tiffany. Facing a big decision in my life to get a dog or not to get a dog, Tiff. What can you give me? Can you give me any advice?
As a kid, I was really scared of dogs. Mum was attacked while we were walking up a friend's driveway when I was meant to be going for a sleepover. But then when I must have been about 21, I got myself a boxer. And she is my absolute world now.
Oh, that's beautiful. See, Tifa, like you, I've been attacked twice. I got mauled once, ripped off my bike and mauled by a giant poodle of all things.
Sorry.
A giant poodle.
Change that story in future.
It had a mate.
Don't say poodle.
Two giant poodles dragged me off my bike, and we had a dog in the house that bit me all the time. So I am scarred.
Okay.
So I could be underneath my scars. I could be a dog person and not even know it.
You could overcome your fears like Tiffany did.
Isabel from Fitzroy North. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Fifi.
Isabel, how old are you?
11.
Oh, thank you for calling. You on your way to school?
Yeah.
Have a great day at school. And before you get there, what can you give me some advice about dogs?
You definitely have to get a cavoodle. I was scared of dogs when I was younger, and now I have a cavoodle named Coco, and I absolutely love her.
Oh, that's so good. And are you good at the walking and the feeding and the playing and all that stuff?
I do the playing part, but Dad mostly does the walking.
Yeah. Actually, I'll just refer you back to my list. There's another one here, Fief. One of the other flags raised in this article, here's a point. You think your kids are going to do all the work.
I won't lie. Seriously, in bed, Trixie, I was putting her to bed last night, and I said, now, sweetie, we have to have a serious conversation. Will you feed the dog? Will you wipe up its wee when it goes to the toilet? And then I realised I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
Yeah, there's no
I'm
chance.
I'm getting a 5-year-old to commit to chores.
There's no chance that's happening. I love when we get young people ringing, like this.
I know,
Isabel.
It's gorgeous.
When I was younger, she's 11.
I know, it's so cute.
Back in the day.
I said to a lovely man last night that I'd say hi to his two kids, Kingston and Sterling. So if they're in the car on the way to school, shout out.
There we go.
Now we've got Byron in Dandenong. Hi, Byron.
Hi, Fifi. I was like yourself. I didn't want a dog. I had no interest in getting a dog. For our family, we got a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, and I must say it's probably the best decision we've made. It's just absolutely lovable. It's very caring. It's it's very gentle with the kids, and it doesn't drop hair. It just licks you to death, and it loves your company, and it'll just sit on your lap all day and sleep most of the day. So
that's a long
Byron,
name.
That's my favourite breed, Cavalier King Charles, because the Cavoodle is a cross between that and a poodle. Because, Byron, I heard that they did shed quite heavily, but yours doesn't.
No, it doesn't shed any hair. Obviously, you could brush it and maintain it, but, our dog, he just sleeps all day and just loves us to death and just lives to death.
Sounds like a great dog, Byron. Sophia, you got to comb it and brush it.
I love that. Trixie won't let me brush her hair.
And do you like to be licked?
I don't like the licking bit.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, to all our wonderful listeners, you know that you're our friends, you're our family. We consider ourselves a family show.
Yep.
We're interconnected with you. And
yep.
So I'm going to apologise.
We love our listeners.
We do. And I'm just going to apologise to you all listening for what's about to happen, because there's an argument to say we should do this away from the microphones. Mummy and Daddy don't want to fight in front of you.
Yeah,
but
someone's decided to...
breakaway. Well, I was just going to say, we Byron, Fev and myself, we consider ourselves a team. We're team players.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great team. I love the team. Where's this going?
You know, Fev's brought something to my attention, Fev.
Yes.
What did you stumble upon?
Yeah, quite hurtful. One person in this team has gone out on their own, Fifi.
What do you mean?
And thought they'd do a little bit of a radio show called Byron Cook, One Show Only, by themselves. And they've done a 25-minute little radio segment.
This is all very good promotion for it. So yes. Far, I really appreciate it. Available right now on Omni.
Yes, and he doesn't really bring much to this show.
No.
But he brought content to his own show.
We've done a show without us.
Mm.
Why did you do a show without us?
You had your beautiful girlfriend Gabby doing voiceovers.
She was free
you
and
had
she
your
did a great
son
job.
On. You actually talked about why you and your wife divorced. Be great opportunity for to speak about this on our radio station to our listeners.
For that exclusive content, go to One Show Only
Can
with
we,
Byron Cook.
Fev's actually curated some grabs
yes.
from it.
Oh,
now, I'm not going to lie, I haven't had time to listen to this.
Oh, thanks for all your support. And by the way, this wasn't a secret project. I was promoting this all over my social media.
Yeah,
it wasn't kept from you.
But you never brought it up on here.
Fev's never worked harder on a piece of radio than he has on this one
okay.
right now.
And
here we
it's
go.
It's just
play
the language
audio.
You use and the way you speak, apparently. Can we just hear this?
Since when does Fev do any work on this show? Okay, no, here's the audio that Fev's organised.
Because now it's Byron Cook all on his own.
All on his own.
Oh, interesting.
That's Gabby doing that voiceover.
Do you not want us here, Byron?
All on his own.
Have you got more you want to play?
Yeah. There's a bit more.
Okay.
This is One Show Only.
With Byron Cook.
With Byron Cook.
Although if there's interest in further shows to be done, quite potentially we might consider that.
Is this an audition tape for another show?
What are you talking about?
It just sounds like you've put doing an audition
I'll
for
tell
to
you,
not be part
mate,
of us.
Mate, we got you on the billboard and now you want to do One Show Only
okay, I'll tell
on
you what happened.
My own.
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
I had a show called Hit AU. Put a lot of effort into that show. It was a big music show across the country. They canned it. And it was just a nice little side project. We love a side project. And
You've got Beats by Brain Day.
That's not called Beats by Brain Day. It's called Beats by Game Day. It's on Channel 7 AFL. Thanks for also not watching that.
But that was a radio show helping out Australian artists.
Yeah.
This show's just trying to help you.
Oh, sorry about
you.
That. Yeah,
it's
sorry
just
for
all about you.
Spreading my wings
bring
a bit.
Some of that to here.
I work on a show that's all about you, bloody too.
It's just hurtful because you just go on my own as if that's what you want to be.
On
your own.
That's 2 seconds of 25 minutes.
On my own.
I feel like a reality show
this
contestant.
Is what you said. This is what you said.
A reality show contestant who's been taken out of context.
This is what you said.
This is bad editing.
Because now it's Byron Cook all on his own.
And just quickly, let's do a quick promote, by
that's
the
saying,
way, guys.
That's saying he doesn't get enough time
yeah.
on here.
What time is the Fifi box boxed in show where she doesn't have me or Fev on it? What time does that air across the network?
Yeah, it's Sunday afternoons at some point.
88 radio stations around the network.
Did you hear what he said though?
I did.
On our network.
Exactly. Do you know what?
SCA.
The bosses want me to do that. I don't think anyone wanted you to do that.
No.
All right, we'll take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Quickly, before we move on, Fev just asked a really good question. You know that song we just played with Miguel?
Yeah.
Fev just asked me if that's Miguel from The Living Room, Byron.
No, that is not Miguel from the popular lifestyle program on Channel 10. He is not a chef. He is, in fact, a well-known R&B singer.
Oh, just
that's a good question.
Yeah,
very
Miguel's
fair question.
Not many Miguels getting around.
No.
I thought, geez, he's got some strings.
Also, there is a hot single coming out from Jeff Jance as well, which we're really looking forward to.
Now, we're playing one of our favourite games, We Got One, where we only need one caller. Now, we ask questions that are so narrow, so niche, we know that we're pushing it. We to get even one person to call 131060 is a stretch. And we worry because one day we won't get any callers and we have said that will be the end of the segment.
In fairness, guys, we've asked some absolute humdingers and we actually do get a call. We've never failed.
I'm just about to sneeze.
Are you all right? I'll just pop your mic down.
I've asked before, are you Amish? We've got one of these.
Exactly. We've asked the question, have you been chased by lava?
Have you danced with Madonna?
Have you been yelled at by Elton John?
We got one.
It's amazing when we ask a very niche question that we even get a response. Now, we're going to ask a question now, and we should be upfront and say we're not a big fan of the Logies this year for a few reasons. One, it left Melbourne, lost us with that. Gold Coast, not the home of the Logies. Melbourne's the home of the Logies.
I'll be overseas.
It's during the school holidays and we'll be away. So there's a couple of reasons we think the Logies organisers have messed up this year. And we're asking this question because they're on the Gold Coast during school holidays. We don't believe we'll get a caller, but are you going to the Logies?
Oh, that's narrow. That's really narrow.
I mean, I'd like, you know, think back to all the Logies at Crown in Melbourne where you'd have the staircase full of fans, TV fans.
Was it that full?
Yeah, there's always it. When you walk that red carpet, there's lots of people wanting photos, selfies and autographs.
There's a lot of moths that go to the one in Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just attracted to the light.
Who's going to go to the Gold Coast? But look, if you are going, good. I mean, you know, that's a wonderful decision.
A lot of
decision.
Envelopes.
13 10 60. Are you going to the Logies?
So specifically making a trip to the Gold Coast for the Logies.
Imagine if this is the question that brings the whole segment under.
So far, no calls. I'm not surprised.
That's amazing.
For what it's worth, the number 13 10 60. Will we get one? We'll find out after this.
101.9 The Fox.
13 10 60 is our number.
We got
That's the name of the segment. It's where we ask a question so narrow that we'd be surprised but happy if we got one caller, just one caller to answer the question.
Yes, and with our Logies, Melbourne's Logies, having moved to the Gold Coast, we have asked the question, is anyone, just one person, going to the Logies this coming Sunday? And unbelievably,
we got one!
Oh, phew.
We've got one and only one. We were nervous. We hadn't had any calls in the last... This has come through in the last 30 seconds and we have Grant on the line. Are you there, Grant?
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, I'm just calling in to say, yeah, I'm going to the Logies.
Are you? What are you doing at the Logies, Grant? Are you going to watch?
Oh, survey says I'm going to try and win one there.
It's Grant Denyer.
It's gold Logie nominee, Grant Denyer.
Oh, my God, guys. I heard you doing a thing and I just thought I'd ring it and say, yeah, I'm going. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. But Tracy Grimshaw and me are going to get on the can.
Hey, Fee, we have the top answer. He's going for a gold Logie.
This may be the best caller we've ever had in this segment ever. Now, Grant, you are. Now, the campaign continues, though. You can still vote for you, can't you?
Yeah, you sure can. In fact, just a couple of moments ago, I was just down at Sunrise. I kind of ambushed that window, that big glass window, with a little bit of my really cheap merchandise to try and get a little bit of last bit of pitching in, and I'm now officially endorsed by the cash cow, guys.
Good win, Denyer.
You used to be the cash cow.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be the cash calf.
Hey, good luck, Grant, on Sunday.
Yeah,
hope you win.
Night.
Love you guys.
And good on
I'm
you.
I'm glad you listened to our show. Yeah,
thanks
and
for listening.
No, great.
Appreciate you listening. And also, Grant, you saved that segment because if you didn't call us, we were never, ever going to do that segment again. So you've done a lot today. Thank you.
I expect a couple of votes back in return. That's how radio works. Love you guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, we're a week into no plastic bags at Woolworths. And how are we all travelling? I think that's the question we've asked this morning. What we, the three of us on this show, have decided is we need stuff to carry things in.
Sure.
That's becoming... And if you hang around outside a supermarket, you can see that at the moment. People just walking out with stuff in their arms going, I just don't know what to do with it.
What did you see? It was brilliant.
Laundry basket. Just a laundry basket full of stuff.
Brilliant.
And good on him. And again, we all want to reduce pollution. We're all environmentally sound. We're trying to find a resolution to this, but we need to carry stuff. And there are elements of our life that need plastic, picking up dog poo, putting stuff in, you know, nappies. There's stuff that you need to put in plastic. It's becoming frustrating. Gemma in Melton. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Gemma. Gem, what have you seen or how are you carrying stuff around?
Okay, so I've been stocking up on IKEA bags and keeping them in the car and, you know, one or two of them because they're so big, they just do the trick for you. So, yeah, gets it done.
Gemma, that's brilliant. In fact, a note to the people who came out with those green Hessian ones that we're buying from the supermarket. Go IKEA style. That's a beauty, that big bag. Like, how do you get, I'm not kidding, how do you get your hand paper towel or your toilet paper in one of those green bags?
Very good point. I mean, the IKEA one, it's almost like a tent,
isn't
it?
But they're not big enough. They don't stretch.
It's a huge tarpaulin type bag, the IKEA thing. It's like made out of tent materials.
I just don't want to walk into a supermarket with something in my hand. I want to walk in and strut and put my dollar coin in the trolley and walk around and then walk out with bags.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk in with anything.
Let's not use that argument. It just sounds lazy.
Well, it's not lazy. It's
Tristan
easy.
In Bakers Marsh. Hi, Tristan.
How are you?
Good, Tristan. Tristan, how are you coping without plastic bags, and or what have you seen?
I've been preparing for months. I've been walking around Aldi, finding empty cardboard boxes and then just putting all my stuff in that, and then it's good for repacking straight away.
Oh, that's a good idea. So do you walk into the supermarket with a big box?
No. I pick one up off the shelf that's emptied. You know, might be a box of vinegar and it's empty. Grab that off the shelf, and then when I get to the register...
You just take the box with you. But then when you go to Woolies, do you take your big cardboard box in?
No, I'll just grab another one off the shelf. I'll just unpack some stock or something.
He's actually unpacking. He is unpacking stock inside of the supermarket so he can then use... I don't think they want you to do that.
Yeah, but come on,
we'll
it's fair
enough.
Bring
back the bags and it won't happen.
Oh, fair.
If they had the plastic, wouldn't have to do it. I actually haven't been to the shop since they got rid of plastic yet.
Oh, good luck with that, Tristan. It's not fun. It's really annoying.
Online. You've got to shop online now.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, but then what about all the fuel that gets used in the trucks that drive around?
I mean, don't drive cars.
Good point. Yeah. Well, that'll be next on Dan Andrews' list. What else do you want to ban? Adrian from Pasco Vale South. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Adrian, how are you going without plastic bags?
Yeah, it's causing arguments in my household.
Well, are you all fighting over the last plastic bag?
No, I was actually fighting with my three-year-old. We went to the shops and I'd forgotten the bags, so obviously what do? You take your jacket off and fill it and tie the sleeves together, and my son carried the rest. But the whole way home, he complained why he couldn't take his jacket off and use it to fill the sleeves and carry it out like a Santa sack as well, so...
Do you know what I love about this, Adrian? You fully Bear Grylls it. You've figured out how to make a carry bag out of a jacket.
Get a big stick from your backyard, wrap the jacket around, walk in like the old school days, and just walk in, stock it, walk out.
I mean, is there a case for shoplifters? Like, just fill your pockets because you've got to put stuff somewhere, and then maybe you accidentally forget to pay.
Then you give the old, forgot to pay for that.
Now we're talking about theft. What's happened here?
No, we're not.
Let's take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, the fog will clear because at the moment we are under a fog. It's a cloud. It's a dark space for this show where our friend, my colleague, my mate, Brendan Favola, has a long-term feud with Channel 10 weather presenter Mike Larkin. Goes back to 2001 at a rice eating contest when Fev was taking the competition very seriously, and he believes that Mike Larkin cheated. Now, Mike Larkin doesn't even think he was there. But yesterday we had a chat with Mike, Fev, and we're a little bit closer to a resolution. Welcome back, Mike.
Morning, Fev.
Have you yet to remember this infamous rice eating contest?
No, but I've worked out what it is. I don't think we've ever met, and I think he has a man crush and he wants to win.
Okay, can we reenact this rice eating competition? You and Fev, Mike Larkin.
Reenact? I haven't done it.
I know. Let's pretend you did. Brendan Favola versus Mike Larkin.
Brendan Favola, I accept your challenge.
Yes!
Never challenged him.
I know. Okay, I challenged him. I just want to put this to bed because the thing is, Fev, and I know, even when
this is so...
Fev's really fired up here.
You're not happy about it.
But the problem is it doesn't matter who wins tomorrow. If he wins or I win, he's still cheated.
Okay,
I can't get past that.
The only thing is maybe you'll be a little bit closer to letting it go.
Come on, Brendan, you can do it.
Come on. In fact, to inspire Fev to maybe let go of his grudge against Mike
Larkin. It's actually making me angrier.
I know it is. I'm actually getting scared.
And Alex just sent me a message. I didn't put the heater on with a big angry face. Okay. I'm in trouble at home
as
well.
You've got a few nemesis at the moment.
All you girls are freezing at home.
Oh, God,
Mike Larkin,
I can't win.
Thinks you've got a crush on him. 13-10-60. Now, if like Fev, you've held on to something, and this is going back to 2001, we're talking 17 years. It's a real grudge. 13-10-60, what can't you let go of? And maybe we can help you. Let
it go. It could really help in the process.
How are you going to help? You haven't helped me.
Okay, well, maybe you can dob in somebody else that's holding, one of your best mates that's holding a grudge, and you feel like going, whoa, you know what? Let it go.
131060. Please call us now. It's all part of getting through it, Fev. This is good. This is a good positive
Have
thing.
You got an irrational grudge like Fev? 131060.
That's the number.
1019 The Fox.
I've really struggled to help Fev let go of his long-term crush, 17 years.
Crush?
Grudge.
Oh, crush. I wish you had a crush on Mike Larkin. So back in 2001 at a rice-eating contest, Fev believes that Mike Larkin cheated, and now all we've been asking him to do is...
Let it go. Come on, Fev.
Let it go. But he's not, and that's fine. So tomorrow morning...
It's actually made it worse.
Tomorrow, I know you're really fired up about it. Tomorrow we are reenacting this rice-eating contest. We're going back to 2001. We'll be playing the hits of 2001.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll be dressed like it's 2001.
Yeah, I want the whole scene because it was a Chinese New Year, so there was all that sort of dragons floating around.
So we'll put
that.
Lanterns up in here.
Yeah, all that gear. Great.
If you remember the other people in the rice-eating contest.
I reckon Brendan Goddard was there. I'm pretty sure he was.
Should we get him on the phone for chat?
He's busy with Warney doing advanced hair, yeah.
Really?
I saw that.
Yeah. Good on him.
But maybe he's got some memory of it, Leon. Let's try and chase Brendan Goddard.
Well, because for those who don't know, Mike Larkin denies the event ever occurred. So we do need witnesses.
We do. Now, anyway, like Fev, are you hanging on to a long-term grudge? Maybe it's time for you to let go of it too. Steve in Camberwell. Hey, Steve. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? You're on the radio, mate. That's a horrific line.
He's actually talking to someone.
I want to have a listen.
I can't hear him.
I think it was low status, Boxy, because we were only reserves sort of player style back then. So that's why Mike was probably there as well.
Were you not in your heyday?
No, it was early.
Early.
I was just.
Did you have dreadlocks?
Grooming.
You're going to require them tomorrow, then?
Maybe.
Ads in Geelong. Hi, Ads.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, good, Ads. Ads, you sound like a man that needs to let something go. What's your grudge?
Yeah, well, it was nearly 30 years ago. I was 16, right? Mm. And we lived out of town. I had an older brother who used to drive me. And I was having a maker, so, you know, I saved a bit of my lunch for the way home, and I had a whole banana, and I peeled it. And he gave me these sad puppy dog eyes. And I said, "Do you want some?" And he went, "Yep." So I handed it over, and he ate the whole thing in about 1.5 seconds flat.
Has that helped you let it go to share that with us today, Ads?
No, mate, I'm bitter. I bring it up with him all the time. I'm struggling
Ads,
with it.
Ads, you recollected that like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Wow, bananas and rice. Yep. Who knew?
I'm exactly the same as him. It does not matter. If Ads' brother gave him a kilo of bananas and said, "Here, mate, let's be friends again." No, it's not the same.
Nah,
hey, remember, Fev, when you stuffed my donut full of tuna and I ate it?
Yeah.
I've let it go.
Well, you shouldn't have.
1019 The Fox.
I'm nervous about this, Fev, and I strongly suggest you don't do what you're saying you might.
Okay.
Okay, off you go.
I won't do it.
No, come on. You just got a text, and now we're.
No, I got I went into Mercedes yesterday. Mercedes-Benz Brighton, 988 in the Pinot.
Oh, yeah, wonderful Jeff Jerg, man in the helm there.
And Russell Morris Fly come up to me and said, "Oh, mate, we got a speeding ticket for your car."
Ooh.
And I went, "Ew, well, can't be me because I don't speed because I don't get speeding fines." And he goes, "No, it's your number plate, so I'm pretty sure it was your car." And I said, "Mate, you need to email me the piece of paper.
I
want proof." So he emailed it through, and it was on the June the 9th, so it was a couple of weeks ago. Mm. And I thought to myself, I don't speed. And I looked at it, and it was down near Werribee somewhere, and I'm thinking, I wasn't even in Werribee. June the 9th, when was that? It was a Saturday. And then it just come to me, and it was my pop's 90th out at Mum's house, out at Werribee. Yeah. And I'd had a couple of beers, so I couldn't drive. And I knew it wasn't me. And Schnooksy, Alex, drove home.
Ah.
So it was Alex that it was only like 5Ks or something, so it must have been in one of those singos. But sometimes it's 110 on those things, easily done. And she doesn't know yet, but should I tell her that it's... Well, she's going to know now, but I'm not taking the point. Should I take the point?
No, you can't. You actually can't.
It's illegal.
So they're demerit points.
I might have got a couple
driver.
Back in the RAV4 because when I had no money and no job, I actually drove her car. might have got a couple in there. She might have taken a couple of points.
No, you can't take
but it's not registered in her car, she so didn't. It's under her name.
No, but it's who's driving. So
yeah,
then
but
you...
they don't know who's driving, do they?
Everything you're saying
Should
is against the law. You can't take one for the team.
It's not a choice.
That's not even an option, Fev.
It is.
It's not an option we talk about on the radio.
That's all right, isn't it?
What, you want to put it to the phone? Should I break the law? 13, 10, 60.
No, breaking the law.
We're not doing any. What are you doing?
No, absolutely not. I'm saying, I'm just wondering what Fev's plan was.
I'm saying Fev should
Should I take one for the team?
And have little chats off air that he shouldn't be saying on air.
I'll take it.
You're not taking it.
1019 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring. Yeah. That can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay. We need you to sing the next line.
That's right. That's all we need you to do. Fev and I, we ring random numbers. In fact, some people register at our website, fox.com.au, because they want to be harassed. We ring a number and we play the lyrics to a song until you complete them. Now, on the back of your feud with Mike Larkin, Channel 10 weather presenter, and the infamous rice-eating competition of 2001, which tomorrow morning here on the world-famous rooftop, we will be reenacting because we want you to let it go and put it to bed. We thought, let's ring people with the Disney classic. Who doesn't love that song? Well, we found out yesterday a lot of people don't love it. This was one of the most difficult versions we've ever done.
Fenella speaking.
Let it go.
No.
Let it go.
Hello, James speaking.
Let it go.
Not a great time.
Hello,
just
speaking. Let it go.
I'm in a meeting.
Let it go.
Hello.
Let it go.
I'm not playing your stupid games. Go away.
Hello, Nikki speaking.
Let it go.
Someone's just called me and played it.
Let it go.
Hello.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
To live only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.